David, how he has gone into exile.
他没有十字架就没有冠冕。
If there's no cross, there will be no crown.
没有旷野的漂流就没有宝座。
If there's no exodus in the wilderness, there will be no throne.
要建立这样的国度。
Our God is going to establish this kingdom.
那么弟兄姊妹，这样就从主耶稣是小孩婴孩就到了小孩。
And we know he has gone from the stage of the infant to a child.
然后如果你然后呢，我们知道主耶稣就开始长大了。
And so we know that our Lord Jesus began to grow.
那么一直到他从水里上来
，until that he has came out from the, he has come out from the
water. 受40天的试探
，and have gone into the wilderness.
这就是路加福音第一章一直到第三章。
And that follows in Luke chapter 1 to Luke chapter 4.
但是不要忘记啊，你同时要读同时要读约翰福音，就这个马太福音，从第一就是第一章。第二章，那么就是从第三章那边开始，你应该就开始马太福音了。
And so from that onwards, you should actually concurrently read Matthew chapter
3. 但是我们真正知道他怎么传道，很清楚是路加福音第一章一直到第三章。
And so how for the clear picture of how he has gone into ministry is actually recorded in the Luke chapter 9.
然后就在约旦河外的伯大尼。
And so it was at Bethany, beyond River Jordan.
那么弟兄姊妹，这个时候约翰福音第一章就开始了。
And so now it brings in John chapter 1.
所以第一章到第四章就告诉我们说，门徒们当他们第一次遇见主第一年所发生的事。
And so this is the first year when the disciples first encountered Jesus and what has transpired during this year.
在这个时候，约翰福音第一章一直到二十一章。
And that brings us from John chapter 1 to John chapter
1. 当他呼召他的门徒,
when he called his disciples,
这是新造的开始。
This is the beginning of the new creation.
所以不只有创造的七天，也给我们看见新造的七天。
Not only that in the old creation there are seven days, but now in new creation there are also seven days.
然后从伯大尼一直到伯大尼。
Then we can see that it is from Bethany to Bethany.
那现在给我们看见主耶稣乃是神的儿子。
Now we can see the Lord Jesus is the Son of God.
主怎样躺在父的怀里。
But how that he has leaned in the bosom of the Lord.
这些门徒也躺在主的怀里。
Now the disciples have done similarly.
这就是约翰福音。
This is John Gospel.
所以现在不是主耶稣是人子，主耶稣是君王，而且主耶稣也是神子。
Not only that he is the king, he's the son of God, he's the son of man, but now he's the son of God.
那么等到我们读完了约翰福音第四章以后
，After we have finished John chapter 4,
我们就开始马可福音第一章。
Then we'll bring in. Mark chapter 1.
所以现在是马可福音第一章给我们看见门徒们跟随主第二年、第三年所发生的事。
And so it shows us on the second year how the disciple has followed the Lord Jesus.
然后当你仔细，然后现在你就看见说，主耶稣不光是人子，不光是君王，而且不光是神的儿子。那么最后也给我们看见他是神的仆人。
Not only that he shows us that he is. He is the son of son. It was the first of the son of man that you can portray that he's the king, that he's the son of God. Now he says that he's the son of the son.
那么前十章给我们看见牛在田里耕田。
The first chapter of Mark shows us that how the ox has been working.
他来了要做万人的赎价。
Now that he becomes the redeemed price for the sinners.He's going to serve
him. 因为他是最大的
，because he's the greatest.
所以他的形象是牛的形象。
That we know that his image is the image of the ox.
他是神的仆人。
He is the servant of God.
就好像人的像，路加福音。
Just like the image in Luke.
然后马太福音是狮子的形象。
That we can see that he has the image of a lion.
然后约翰福音是老鹰的形象。
And then in John gives us that he's the image of an eagle.
那最后给我们看牛的形象。
Later we can see that you can see in Mark he is the image of the ox.
总共只有十六章。
Altogether, in Mark, there are 16
chapters. 前面十章给我们看牛在耕田。
That we know, first chapter, the ox was working, first ten chapter, the ox was working in the
field. 最后六章那个牛在祭坛上献祭。
And the last six chapters show that this ox has been offered on the altar.
最后主为我们钉在十字架上。
Now our Lord has been crucified for us on the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？这四本福音书。
These are the four gospels.
你把首先你把路加福音摊开。
Let's open.The Luke, Gospel of Luke.
你到读到第二章以后，你就把整本的约翰福音摊开。
Then after that, you open up the book of John.
然后你在然后呢，你在这个读到这个路加福音这样以后，你就可以把这个约翰福音摊开。
Then after the third chapter of Luke, then you can open up the gospel.
等到约翰福音读完四章以后，然后你可以把马可福音看看。
And after the fourth chapter of John, then you open up the book of Mark.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你看见四卷书。
And、so we can see the four gospels.
主耶稣是人子。
He is the Son of Man.
做了我们的救主。
Now he's become our Savior.
那么主耶稣也是君王。
Now he is the King.
他拯救我们。
He has redeemed us.
把我们带到他王权底下。
Now he has brought us to his under his kingship.
那不止如此。
More than,
他也是神的儿子。
Now we can see that he's the Son of Man. Son of God.
他是神的仆人。
Then he is the servant of God.
最后为我们献祭在祭台上。
And we can see towards the end.He has sacrificed himself for us on the altar.
所以弟兄姊妹，从这里你看见说最大的大纲是路加福音。
And we know the great structure is the gospel.
然后你把这个慢慢再加上去的时候。
And then later on, we will add upon it.
就把更多的启示加进去。
That we can see that we add on more revelation.
但是不要忘记，最主要的骨干那个 skeleton 那个大纲还是路加福音的大纲。
That we know the great structure of the skeleton is still taken from the gospel.
到了马太福音的时候，它有它的重点。
That we know that when we come to Matthew, Matthew has his own emphasis.
所以到了我们的主，如果你要，所以到了主钉十字架的前一年年初的时候。
And so that one year, at the beginning of one year before the Lord was crucified.
如果你要知道主耶稣怎么教训他的门。
And you want to know the teachings of the Lord Jesus.
那么弟兄，那就是山上的教训。
And that is the Sermon of the Mount.
所以很自然的，你的眼睛就注意到马太福音五章六章。
Then you know our focus will shift to Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7.
所以弟兄姊妹，大概这个四福音是这样读的。
This is how we should read the four gospels.
那么这样的话呢，我想我们对于四福音的启示就应该有很清楚的认识。
And so that we have a clear revelations.Of the four gospels.
好了，我想我们现在讲的这里应该要休息啊，你们实在已经很累很累。
I think now we have to take a break.
我们低头一个简单的祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你把这些话赏给我们。
Lord, we thank you that you have given us all these words.
你的话是何等的丰富。
Though we know that your words is abundant.
我们承认我们何等的懒惰。
We must admit that we are very lazy.
所以我们求你给我们恩典。
That you ask that you give us grace.
就这一点点时间，让我们能好好的来用它。
That all this little time that we how to use it effectively.
能把你的话藏在我们的心。
That we will heed your word in us.
我们能对你有真实的认识。
That truly that we have a clear understanding of you yourself.
我们求你听我们在里面的祷告。
Hear our prayer before you.
我们现在要休息一段的时间。
That we are going to take a break now.
求你与我们同在。
Please be with us, Lord.
靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' most victorious name.